Masechta Sota, Daf Chav Tes, three lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Chesem and Beis, and the Gemara brought a brisa on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, where Akiva taught us that by the fact that the Torah states the Lashon of Tumah three times, that a Vade Sota and a Suffix Sota is Asa, Echel Lebal, Echel Lebayel, and Echel Lechumah, that a Suffix Sota is Asa to her husband as well as to her Bayel, and she is also Asa to Yechumah, and Rishmol continued and stated that a Suffix Sota is also Asa to marry a Kayin, and he learned this from a Kal V'chaimah, that just like a woman who is a bas kayin and did not have children and gets divorced, that she can still go back to her father's home and eat truma. And even so, we know that a grusha is also to get married even to a kayin headed. So certainly a suffix saita that we just stated is also to eat truma. So certainly if her husband dies, and even though she's only an almana and she is not a grusha, she should still not be able to marry a kayin. Now Rabbi Akiva did not discuss if a suffix saita is also to marry a kayin at all, and it is mashma that Rabbi Shmuel is responding to Rabbi Akiva and arguing on Rabbi Akiva as Lashem the Raisa was Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Kavuchayma, etc. And therefore, our Gemara will now ask two questions. Number one, as we continue, Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Rabbi Kiva Chuma, Umahad Le'ihu Kuhuna. Since Rabbi Kiva only discussed the psul of a suffix Saita to her husband, to the Bayil, and to Chuma, and did not discuss if she is Asa to a Kayin, so why would Rabbi Shmuel ask that we don't need a pasuk to teach us that a suffix Saita is Asa to a Kayin, since we have a Kavuchayma, if Rabbi Kiva never mentioned this din at all, and certainly did not mention a pasuk? And number two, Visu, the Rabbi Kiva Kahuna Minale, if it is true that Rabbi Kiva learned that a suffix Saita is Asa to marry a Kayin, then certainly he didn't learn this from the Kavachema of Rabbi Shmuel, as if so, Hain Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel would have the same Shita, and it's Mashma from the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel's argument on Rabbi Kiva, and therefore the Gemara asks on Rabbi Kiva, Lemaisa, what is your Makar that a suffix Saita is Asa to marry a Kayin? And the Gemara continues and tries to answer, Vichitema Kahuna Light Srikhakra, and if you'll tell me that there is no reason to have a Makar that a suffix zayta is also to get married to a kayin, and we continue on daf chav tes amud aleph. Shuri also bas suffix zayna kazayna. As since we find that Rabbi Kiva brought a pasuk of tumah and it taught us that a suffix zayna is also to a husband and they have to get divorced, and therefore we see that the Torah considers a suffix zayta as if she's a vade zayna lo isra baila, and therefore as Rashi states at the bottom of daf chav chesam beis hilchach legabi kuna nami asira. Therefore, this suffix zayta will be also to a kayin as well. The siv as the pasuk states zayna leikah. That a Kohen Hedeh cannot marry a Zayna, v'zu b'chesed Zaynah hi, as we just stated, that a suffix Saita is considered in the category of a Zayna, and therefore a suffix Saita cannot get married to a Kohen. Gemara continues that it's impossible to say that Rabbi Kiva agrees with this Svara, because Trumanami Leite Bayikra, because if that is true, then why would Rabbi Kiva need a separate pasuk to teach us that a suffix Saita is Asa to Yichuma? If L'chayu, we should be able to use the same Svara and say that a suffix Saita is Asa to Yichuma based on this svarah, shrei asa ba suffix zayna kazayna, as since we see that the Torah states that a suffix zayna is asa to her husband, and therefore we consider her a vade zayna, so therefore we should consider a vade zayna b'negei achilas truma as well. We know that a woman who's a zayna is asa to truma, as the pasuk states in Pashas Emor in Perikov Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, uvas koyin kisil izar he b'truma sakhadushim lo yisrechel. And Rashi explains when the Torah states kisil izar, we explain it as if it says kisivo lazar etzla, that she had beer with someone who's a Zar to her, he betrumas hakadoshim loy seichel ve'in l'chapsul gadam hazeh k'shi ishes ish v'nivel l'lachah. And certainly in this case, where she's a suffix seita and potentially she was mizano as an ishes ish, then definitely she would not be able to eat chuma. And Rashi states that specifically according to Rabbi Kiva, the lashon kisiyah in this pasuk is not a lashon of ishes, as he holds that in kedushin taifsim b'chay ve'lavin, and therefore l'fi Rabbi Kiva, certainly the lashon of kisiyah that it says in the pasuk, it does not mean that she gets married, but when she has beer with someone that's pasuled to her, and therefore, she's considered a Zayna. The Torah specifies that she can no longer eat Chuma, as the Pasuk says, he be Chuma Sakadashim lo Yisrechel. And since we know that Rabbi Kiva specified that he needed the Pasuk of Tuma to teach us that a suffix Saita is Asati Chuma, therefore we see that he doesn't agree with this Svara, and if so, L'chayr, we need a Makar to teach us that according to Rabbi Kiva, a suffix Saita would be Asata Akayin, and therefore the Gemara states, El Rabbi Kiva, Bakrai Ksivi, even though the Braisa we stated that there are actually three Psukim, but according to Rabbi Kiva, they're actually fully Mudim that we could learn out from the words of Nitma. And as Rashi explains that certainly in Lefi Rabbi Kiva, there are only three times that the Torah states the word Nitma. However, since as we learned on Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, Rabbi Kiva dashens Vavin, therefore, since one of those times that it says Nitma, it says Vinitma, so according to Rabbi Kiva, we have four Limudim. And of course, to review, the three times that we use the Lashon Nitma in the Torah is in Pasuk Yudal, Vikines Ishtar Vihinitma, in Pasuk Chav Zayim, where the Torah states Vihishka Samayim, Vahoysa Im Nitma, and finally in Pasuk Chav Tes, the Torah states, Zeis Teres Hakanais, Ashetis to isha tachas isha, and over here the pasuk says vinit ma using a vav, and therefore our Gemara explains according to Rabbi Akiva chad lebal v'chad leboyel. The Torah states vinit ma. We're able to learn from the word vinit ma as well as from the vav, and therefore we learn that a suffix soita is also to a husband and also to the boyel. That would fit into our Mishnah as Rabbi Akiva stated kashem shasu lebal kachasu leboyel shenema nitma vinit ma divrei Rabbi Akiva, and as we explained yesterday, Rabbi Akiva learns this from one word of vinit ma, and he dashes the word vinit ma as well as the vav of vinit ma, and then Rabbi Akiva has two additional words of nitma and v'chad l'kuhuna and v'chad l'chuma, and he uses one of the words of nitma to teach us that a suffix soita is asa to a kohen, and he uses a fourth reference of nitma to teach us that a suffix soita is asa to truma. And based on the fact that Rabbi Akiva learned that a suffix soita is asa to a kohen based on a pasuk, so Rabbi Shmuel responds to Rabbi Akiva and he says that you don't need a pasuk for this, as we could learn this from a kal v'chomer. And even though, of course, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we only need three limudim, as we need one pasuk of nitma to teach us lebal, and we need one to teach us leboil, and we need another pasuk to teach us that a suffix soita is asa to truma. However, that works out perfectly according to Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel doesn't dash in the extra vav of nitma, and therefore he only has three ribuyim. The Gemara continues that based on the fact that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have four limudim and he doesn't dash in the extra vav of nitma, so Rabbi Shmuel is only left with three different words in order to have a ribuy. And the Gemara therefore asks Rabbi Shmuel, "Memayde istukarlo truma?" According to Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know that he should use one word vinitma to teach us that a suffix soita is asati truma v'kahuna asim b'kavachayma? And then he says that a suffix soita is asati kain based on a kavachayma dilma ki istruk l'kuna. Maybe we should use the last word of vinitma to teach us that a suffix soita is asati kain v'truma shaya, and based on the fact that you will no longer have a kavachayma, as the kavachayma only works in one direction from truma to kahuna. And since Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have four limudim of vinitma, therefore according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should come out that a suffix soita would be mutter to truma. And the Gemara answers, "Amalchar." Rabbi Shmuel will respond, "Mistaver dumi de balo boil." That when we have an extra limud, we're going to use that limud for something that's similar to the limud that we learned b'negei the issa of a suffix soita to a husband and to the boil. And ma balo boil mechayim, just like the issa that a suffix soita has to a husband or to the boil is even while her husband is alive. As if her husband divorced her, she's still also to the boil. Therefore, when we have a third riboy of vinitma, we're going to use it for something that's similar to the balam boil, and we're going to use it for truma, because af truma, nami mechayim, that truma is similar to the issa balam boil, because that is also asa, even if the husband is alive. As if she is an ashes kayin, then even while her husband is still alive, she's now going to be asa to truma. And if she's a bas kayin, and her husband divorced her, and she didn't have any children, she would not go back to her father's house, and she'd be asa to truma, even though her husband is still alive. And it doesn't make sense that we marbar the din that a suffix soita will be asa to a kayin, because that issa only applies if her husband dies and then she wants to marry a kayin. As if he divorced her, then certainly she's going to be asa to a kayin because she's a gusha, and therefore the only reason why we need a pasuk of nitma to teach us that a suffix soita is asa to a kayin is only after the husband dies, and therefore it's not similar to the case of bal and bayil. And that's how Rabbi Shmuel knew that he will use the extra word of nitma to teach you that a suffix soita is asa to truma. And once he knows that a suffix soita is asa to truma, then he has a kal v'chomer to teach us that a suffix soita is also to marry a kayin. And the Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Akiva, and l'chayr according to Rabbi Akiva, why does he need four different limudim to teach us echel baal, v'echel bayil, v'echel truma, v'echel kayin? L'chayr Rabbi Shmuel has a good svara that the third time it says tuma should teach us that a suffix soita is asa to truma, and once we know that she's asa to truma, so therefore we have a kal v'chomer to teach us that she's asa to marry a kayin. And the Gemara explains the reason why l'fi Rabbi Akiva we need to have four limudim is because dumya de balu boil lesle. Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn the third limud has to be similar to the limud of balu boil, and therefore if the Torah would only state the word tuma three times, then we would say the first time comes to teach us that she's asa to her husband, the second time comes to teach us that a suffix soita is asa to the boil, and the third time would be coming to teach us that a suffix soita is asa to marry a kayin. The person has to be on a high level to marry a kayin, and this woman, since she's a suffix soita, it makes sense that we would say that she's asa to marry a kayin, and it would be more of a reason to say that than to say that she's asa to truma, and therefore we wouldn't have a kal v'chomer b'negei truma. And since we would only have three psukim, therefore we would not have a makar that a suffix soita is asa to truma. And Rashi explains the reason why Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that the third limud has to be similar to the limud that asas a suffix soita to her husband and to the boil is, as Rashi states, chol chad v'chad kroy ba'ampi nafshihu, that every single pasuk is a standalone pasuk v'lo yamrinat holoi marbi elo dumi dehanach, and we don't say that each one has to be similar to the other. And this makes a lot of sense, specifically according to Rabbi Akiva, holds that the way that we know that a suffix zaita is us to a husband and us to the bayil is really from the same pasuk, and therefore we have one pasuk that says that it is to a husband and is to a bayil, and if the Torah would only use the word nitma one more time, then we would say that that is its own limud, and that would teach us an issa to a kohen and not an issa to ichuma. And the Gemara continues and explains a bit differently according to Rabbi Kiva, v'inami islei, and even if you could say that Rabbi Kiva holds that there has to be a comparison between the third limud, issa of a suffix zaita to balam bayil, therefore even Rabbi Kiva agrees that the third time it says tuma, it actually comes to teach us that a suffix zaita is also to ichuma, as that is similar to balam bayil, whereas the issa to marry kohen is not similar to balam bayil, as Rabbi Kiva explained. However, milsad asu b'kavachema tarich b'kasav l'kra, and ein echidami at this point, really according to Rabbi Kiva, we would not need the fourth pasuk, as Rabbi Shmuel is correct that we would have a kavachema. However, we have a klal that even though there's a possibility to learn something from a kavachema, the Torah goes and adds in a limud in order to be able to learn it directly from a pasuk. Just keep in mind that we kept saying that according to Rabbi Kiva, we learned a din that a suffix zaita is asa to husband and asa to the boil from the word vinitma, and since it says tuma and also says an extra above, therefore Rabbi Kiva learned that there are two isurim involved. One is that a suffix zaita is asa to husband, and another that a suffix zaita is asa to a boil. And of course, this is based on Rabbi Kiva's own words in the Mishnah on the Chav Zayin and Beis. However, Ayin Rashi Dibur Masel V'Nami Islei, where Rashi says Afilu Hachi Asa Vav Yisira L'Kuhuna, that the Vav Yisira according to Rabbi Kiva is coming to teach us that a suffix zaita is asa to a kohen, and Tzarech Bia why Rashi said that. If L'Chir it's clear from the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva holds that the word Vinitma is used for Echel Boil VeEchel Baal and not used to teach us the Issa Tekuna, and the Mefarshim discussed this point. Prior to learning the next Gemara, let's just remember the end of the Brisa that we had on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph and Daf Chav Chesem and Beis, where the Gemara stated that since the Torah teaches us that a Seifik Saita is Tame and is Asa to a husband and Asa LeBoil VeAsa LeChuma, so we also extend this din Benegeya Suffik Tuma, and if someone has Suffik Tuma, they would be Tame. And the Gemara states that since we learned this from the din of Suffik Saita, so therefore the din of Suffik Tuma has to be compared to Suffik Saita, and just like Benegeya Suffik Saita, it happens in private and she's secluded with one other man, and therefore there's only two people there at the time that the suffix arises. So the same din would apply by suffix tuma, that the only time we say suffix tuma would be tame is only if it occurs in Rishus Yachid, which is also generally defined as having no more than two people there. However, if there would be more than two people there, then it would be considered Rishus Rabim b'negei tuma, and we would say the klal that suffix tuma Rishus Rabim sveikai tar. And the Braisa also stated that just like the din of Saita only applies b'negei human beings and b'negei an ish and isha, and a yesh by das lishol, and they really could be asked as to what the status was, and they would be able to respond to it. And therefore, the same applies to suffik tuma and benegeya sheretz. The only time that we say suffik tuma b'shus yachid would be tummy is only in a case where the suffik tuma arose and there's an adult that's around, and in some way the tuma is connected to a human being that is yesh by das lishol. However, if the suffik arose in a situation where there was no one around that was yesh by das lishol, then the din of suffik tuma b'shus yachid would not apply, even though the suffik tuma arose in a rishus yachid. The item would be tar, as l'maisa there was no one around that's yesh by das lishol. As Tezis Shans points out at the bottom of Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, the l'chayra, just like we're making a comparison between the din of suffix zaita and the din of suffix tuma, why don't we say the same din b'negeya other sveikas in the Torah, and why do we only use this kavachayma to compare the din of suffix tuma to the din of suffix zaita? And based on this question, Tezis Shans points out two different points. First of all, he says v'nira de'in kavachayma garma elaginu l'mils ba'amo, that really this kavachayma is not a proper kavachayma, and as the Tesis Shans points out, exactly why there's a pirch on this kavachayma, ayin shum, but really it's a gilu mil sbaama, and really the din that suffik tuma is compared to suffik saita is based on halacha mishum misinai. And as he brings that in many gemaras in Shas, the gemara states that hilchas gemira lo misaita, that we learned the din of suffik tuma from suffik saita based on halacha mishum misinai, v'havi kemoi halacha mishum misinai, ayin shum. And number two, he says, inami min chsiv v'nistra v'hinit ma, since b'negeya saita, the Torah continues to use the lashon of tuma, therefore we see that the Torah wants to compare the din of suffix zaita to the din of suffix tuma ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Rav Gidol says the name Rav. That why did we see in the Braisa the makar that suffix tuma is tame is only by davish yesh by das lishol, but if it's in by das lishol it would not be tame. If l'chayra it's not based on a limud from suffix zaita, but mehaikra nafka it is actually learned out from a pasuk, as it seems to be a stira in a pasuk that's brought in Pashas Sav, and the pasuk states in its entirety, v'abasa sheyigal b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel, v'eishi sarif, v'abasa kol tar yoichal basa. And Rav points out that since the Torah says, v'abasa sheyigal b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel, So it's mashma that if you have basa kachim that touches anything that's tummy, you will no longer be able to eat that basa kachim. The mashmais of the pasuk is that vade tummy hu delei achal hasafik tummy besafik tarya achal, that the only time there's an issa to eat basa kachim is only if it became vade tummy. But if it's only a suffix, if this piece of meat is tummy, then you would still be able to eat it and aim a safer. But let's see the end of that pasuk as the pasuk continues and states vabasa kol tar yoichal basa, that if you have basa kachim, only someone that's completely tar could eat that basa. It's mashmo that vade tar hu de yoichal basa, that only someone that's vade tar can eat basa kachim hasafik tummy besafik tar. But if there's a suffix of a person's tummy, then lo yoichal, he cannot eat that basa kachim. So luchayr is a steer between the ratio and the sefer el lashma. And therefore Rav states that we learn from this pasuk that there's a chiluk between what type of safek tumah there is. As if there's safek tumah that's yesh b'das l'shol, then you would not be able to eat that basar kachim because we have a din safek tumah would be tummy. Clearly we're talking about someone that has yediyas hatumah, as at the end of the pasuk the Torah states for a basar called tar yoichal basar, and we're talking about the gavra, and therefore we see that we're talking about someone that is yesh b'das l'shol. However, at the beginning of the pasuk where the Torah speaks about the chef and speaks about the basa, so therefore we see that the Torah is talking specifically about something that's in by das l'shal, and that's why the Torah states that if there's a suffix tumah, then it would not be tummy. But l'chayr we see that this is based on a pasuk and not based on halacha mishum sinai and not based on a comparison to suffix saita. And the Gemara continues ve'istruch rav gidolam rav ve'istruch l'migma misaita, that in chenami, even though we have the limud of gidolam rav, we also need the limud from saita, and even if we would have the limud from saita, we would still need the makar that rav brought, that there's a chiluk between yesh by das l'shol and ein by das l'shol. And the Gemara explains the imid rav, if we would only have the limud of rav havamina, then we would think bein b'rishus yachid bein b'rishus rabim, that as long as you have something that's yesh by das l'shol, then suffik tumah would be tummy, and it wouldn't make a difference if it's in rishus yachid or if it's in rishus rabim. Therefore istrich l'migma misaita, that's why we have to have a limud from saita to teach us that just like b'negei saita, that the only time that suffik tumah is tummy is only when she's in seclusion and only in rishus yachid. Therefore the same din applies to suffik tumah, that the only time that the din of tumah applies is only when it's safek tumah b'shus yachid. But if it's safek tumah b'shus rabim, then sveikei tar, even if it's yesh by das l'shol. V'imi saita, if we'd only have the limud from saita, we would learn that just like b'negeya safek saita, the only time she's asa is because she's yesh by das l'shol, and therefore b'negeya safek tumah, the only time that it would be considered tummy is only b'negeya case where it's yesh by das l'shol. But havamina ad the ikka das negeya magia. So b'negeya saita, we know that it was a man and woman, and both the person that was the boil and the woman are people that's yesh by das l'shol, and we would think that that would be the same din b'negei tumah, that the only time that tumah would be applicable is only when you have safek tumah that's relevant to a man and a man, meaning that both parties, the negei and the magia, the one who's transmitting the tumah and the one that's contracting the tumah, are both yesh by das l'shol. But if only one would be, maybe that would not be enough and it would be considered tar. Therefore tzricha, that's why we need the pasuk rav to teach us that as long as you have one party that's involved in the tumah that's yesh by das l'shol, that would be enough. The cloud that suffik tum b'shus yachid sveikei tumah would be applicable. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah by b'yoyim darsh Rabbi Kiva, on the same day that they dash in the limud that we had before of nitma v'nitma, and Rabbi Shua brought from Zechariah ben Akasev, and Rabbi stated that the states in the Torah nitma v'nitma echel baal v'echel baal, and that was on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as the Rosh Shiva and as the Nasi, and therefore he led everyone into the Beis Medrash. As prior to that, Rabbi Gamliel would say only those who are teichik kabara could come into the Beis Medrash, and as Rashi stated on Mishnah, the Rav Sater by Bayayim v'loy heisa halacha tluy Beis Medrash loy peshua. And the following din is also something that we learned on that day. And although that we hold and we've stated this multiple times that b'negei tumah a piece of chulin can become a sheni but cannot become a shlishi, and only truma can become a shlishi, and only kachim can become a revi. However, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva teaches us that even chulin can become a shlishi, and he brings a pasuk that states v'chol kli cheres hashiyipul mehem atoichay kol shebteichay yitma. And Rabbi Kiva explains that we should read the word as if it says itame, and therefore it teaches us that even b'negei chulin, it's possible that chulin should become a shlishi l'tuma. And Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Kiva that who will take the dirt off the eyes of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, because Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai stated that in the future there will be those that come and state that even truma cannot become a shlishi l'tuma, as there is no mefurish pasuk that teaches us that truma can become a shlishi, and is only learned based on the kavu chayma. And as we will see in the Gemara today, that there is a strong possibility to be able to bring the kavu chayma and to state that kavu chayma is not a valid kavu chayma. And Rabbi Shua was telling Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai that you should see that in future generations, which is your Talmud's Talmud, who's Rabbi Kiva, and he actually brought him a car, that not only can Truma become a Shlishi, but even chulin can become a shlishi. And just to point out, even though in our Mishnah, the Mishnah stated by Rabbi Kiva Talmidcha, that Rabbi Kiva is the Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, however, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah states that Rabbi Kiva was actually a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer ben Hukkanes, and Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. And the Rambam explains that why did Rabbi Shua state that Rabbi Kiva is the Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, is machas v'gedul lasai, is because he wanted to show chashivas to Rabbi Kiva. And our Gemara begins and points out, u'ma'acha de'inloi lama tamei, Rabbi Shua just told us that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai stated that there is no mekar min haTorah that truma can become a shlishi l'tumah, and therefore our Gemara asks, if there's no mekar min haTorah, then how does Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai know that actually the din is that truma can become a shlishi? The Gemara explains, Amr Rabbi Huda Amrav, Rabbi Huda states in the Amrav, what Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai meant is that there's no mekar that's specific in the Torah, and mikra min haTorah inloi, there's no specific pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that truma can become a shlishi l'tumah. However, medin kavachemi yeshloi, based on the Yugam Umidais and based on the Kavachayma, we can learn that Truma can become a Shlishi L'Tumma. Prior to continuing with the Gemara, let's just point out some Dine Tumma that will be relevant to this daf. So as we know, there are five basic levels of Tumma, and in descending order, they are Aviyah Vesa Tumma, which is the most stringent. There is an Ava Tumma, a Risha, and a Sheni, a Shlishi, and a Ravina L'Tumma. And it's important to note that a person or a Kli can only be an Ava Tumma or a Risha L'Tumma, and they can never become a Sheni L'Tumma. Now, the basic translation of an Ava Tumma is defined as a source of Tumma that can be metame a person or a kli and make them into a rishon l'tumma. So, for example, a zav zavia, that is a material whose tumas are yitzel megufay, and their tumas were created based on the fact that it happened to their own bodies, or a person that becomes tummy from a corpse, or a sheretz, or an avela, are all avos hatumma, and they actually share one other character trait that in order to be considered an avatumma, the kli or person that is tummy has to be able to transmit tumma to others, as otherwise he isn't a source of tumma, and it can't be categorized as an avatumma. So for example, since a food or a drink cannot be metame a person or a kli, therefore even if a food came into contact with an aviyah v'isatumma and came into contact with a mace, it would still never become an avatumma. The most stringent category of tumma that a food or drink can obtain is only a rishonal tumma, and we will see that the same hold true b'negeya kli cheres, as Rashi will point out on daf chaf tesvav beis, that since a kli cheres cannot become tar in a mikvah, and you have to break a kli cheres if it becomes tamei, therefore we learn out from a pasuk that it cannot be mitame a person or a keli, and therefore a kli cheres can never be categorized as an avatumma, as it never can transmit tumma to a person or another keli. Number two, a person who was tamei and went to the mikvah is now considered tar in regard to his ability to eat chulin as well as ma'isa shedi, but until he has hair of shemesh, he cannot eat chuma, and such a person is called a tful yayim. And number three, a person who is required to bring a carbon as part of the entire process, like a zav zavi, lettuce, and mitzera, are considered mechusa kapurim until they bring their carbon or their kabanes. And although once they went to the mikvah and they already had hair of shemesh, they can eat chuma, but it would still be usur for them to eat kachim. Based on this akdama, let us see the kal v'chayim that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai has in order to teach us that chuma can become a shlishi l'tuma. And the Gemara continues, umat tful yayim, that just like a tful yayim who already went to the mikvah and is prior to hair of shemesh, shemuta b'chulin, that it's mutter to him to eat chulin as well as ma'isa sheni, and therefore we see that a tful yayim who is considered so kal that he could already eat chulin and he could even eat ma'isa sheni, but he still cannot eat chuma. So kika sheni shepasul b'chulin, then certainly a kika that's already a sheni l'tuma, and we know that it's more chomer than a tful yayim, because if someone has a piece of ma'isa sheni that's a sheni l'tuma, he's not allowed to eat it, as the pasuk states loy ba'ati memene b'tamei. Certainly, if we see that a kika that's a sheni l'tuma is so chomer, sayin din shiyasa shlishi b'chuma, then certainly we should apply a chumrah that it should be able to transmit tumma further and should be able to make a piece of chumma into a shlishi l'tumma. And Rashi points out that how do we know that a kika can become a sheni l'tumma? Because the pasuk says kol shebetecha yitma, and we know that that pasuk is telling us that anything that's inside this kli that's already a rishon l'tumma will become tamei, and chulin v'chumma v'kachim mashma, and the pasuk is mashma that this applies not only kachim, not only to chumma, but even to chulin. Now Rashi is bothered that l'chayr we have a general rule but again a kavachayma that daya love min adin liyas kenidain, and l'chayr over here all we should be able to learn for the kavachayma is just like b'negei tful yayim that we see that it's so kal that it's mutter for tful yayim to eat chulin and mais sheni, and still it's also for him to eat chuma. So l'chayr all we should be able to learn b'negei a kika that's a sheni l'tuma, just like we see that chulin can become tamei as a sheni, so certainly chuma should become tamei as a sheni as well. And how do you learn that chuma could actually become a shlishi if we would say the concept of daya over here? And Rashi states that since even without the pasuk, we would know that chuma could become a sheni because we learn learning from the same pasuk as the pasuk states, Kol shebetecha yitma, and we learned that chulav v'chum v'kachim v'mashma, and all of them can become a shein l'tuma. And if all we'll be able to learn out is kavachayma, is that chum could become a shein l'tuma, im kain batalei kavachayma, then the kavachayma will be batal. And Rashi brings a klal from the sechus baba kama on daf chaf hei, the hecha de mifach kavachayma lo yamina dayay, that if there would be a scenario where you would not be able to use the kavachayma to teach us anything based on the fact that you would say dayay, then we don't use the klal of dayay, and therefore in our Gemara we would be able to learn that a kikosheni can be metamet chuma and make the chuma into a shlishi. And the Gemara continues and states that this kavachayma seems to be faulty, as mal tful yoyim shekein avatuma, that maybe we could say that really the reason why it's tful yoyim is also to eat chuma is because it actually has a chumra, as lemaisa it starts as an avatuma, and as Rashi explains kikoyin tami meis ezava mitzayra shehein betu masan aves, because the original tuma was an avatuma, and therefore even if they went to the mikvah but did not yet have her shemesh and they're still a tful yoyim, so maybe we would still say that they're also to eat chuma. However, you can't bring me a raya that a kika sheni should be able to go and transmit tuma and make a chuma into a shlishi. It's possible your sheni l'tuma is too kal and it's too weak to transmit tuma any further, and therefore it can't be mitame chuma to become a shlishi. And we continue on daf chaf tesam beis, and the gemara continues tasting mitful yoyim the sherets. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai would respond that we'd be able to use a kavachayma and learn from the case of a tful yoyim the sherets, because b'negiyah tful yoyim of someone that became tame from a sherets, and since this person's tuma was never based on being an avatuma and he was only a rishonal tuma, and we know for certain that he is kal and he can eat chulin and he can eat maaseh sheni when he's a tful yoyim, and even so he can't eat chuma, so therefore we'd learn to kikasheni that since we see chulin becomes tame as a sheni l'tuma, and therefore if we see a kikasheni is that chumra, so therefore we should extend that and we should say that should also be able to transmit tuma to chuma and make the chuma into a shlishi l'tuma. And the gemara continues and tries to shlug up the kavachayim of Yechim and Zakkai that malo tful yoyim the sherets shekei b'minay avatuma. While you correct that if someone becomes tame from a sherets, he's only a rishonal tuma and he's not in the category of an avatuma, but l'maisa a sherets can be metame a person or a keli, and since a person or a keli can become an avatuma, so therefore we look at that as a more chomadika tuma, and maybe that's the reason why they're going to be also to eat chuma as a tful yoyim, and you can't bring meraya from them to the din of kikasheni, as a loaf of bread can never become an avatuma, and as we discussed in Nakdama, that a food or a drink can never become an avatuma, and it only could become a rishonal tuma, and therefore, how could Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai state we have a kavachayma from the din of a tful yoyim to a din of a kikasheni, if l'chayra a tful yoyim may have a chumra that a kikasheni does not have? And the Gemara continues that the kavachayma is actually val kavachayma, as klicheres yechiach, and I'll prove to you that the reason why something is able to be metame chuma, someone is also to eat chuma, is not based on the fact that yesh b'minei avatuma, because as we stated in Akdama, if a klicheres comes into contact with a mace, it doesn't become an avatuma, because a klicheres cannot go and transmit tuma to an adam or a kli, and therefore every klicheres has a din of a rishonal tuma. And even so, we know that if a klicheres is a rishonal tuma and there's chuma inside that klicheres, then that chuma would become a sheni l'tuma, and therefore we see that klicheres, even though it has no shaykhs to being an avatuma, can transmit tuma to chuma, and therefore a kavachayma can work. And even though it's true that a kikasheni cannot become an avatuma, we still see that there is no requirement for something to be able to become an avatuma in order to be able to transmit tuma to chuma, and therefore we say that a kikasheni can transmit tuma to chuma and it could become a shlishi l'tuma. The Gemara continues and asks a question on the kavachayma mal klicheres shekei metame avirei. Maybe we would say that the reason why klicheres can be metame chuma, that's because the klicheres has a chumra that it could be metame even from its airspace. And as we know, although b'negei other kelim this is not true, however there's a special din b'negei klicheres, that if you hang any food product within the klicheres, and even if it doesn't touch the walls of the klicheres but it's only suspended in the airspace of the klicheres, that food product or that drink would become tame, and therefore maybe we'd say that since it has this chumra, so it also can be metame chuma, but we wouldn't necessarily be able to bring a riot to a kikasheni, since a kikasheni doesn't have this chumra. And the Gemara responds that tful yoyim yichiach, that will prove to you that the reason why something could be metame chuma is not based on the fact that it's metame mevirai, as we know that tful yoyim is asati chuma, even though he doesn't have this chumra of being metame mevirai. And as we find in many Gemaras when we have it tzad shaba, the Gemara now continues and states the chazadin, and the svara will continue going back and forth, and we'll have a circular reasoning situation, because every time we'll try to prove a klicheres, we'll say she Kikashim Matam Vavirai, and every time we'll try to prove from a Tfilayim that a Kikashini should be able to be Matamachuma and make it a Shlishi, we will go and say that Tfilayim is different because Shekimimina Avatuma and Leiri Zekriza, the nature of the Tfilayim is not like a Klicheris, and Leiri Zekriza, and the nature of a Klicheris is not like a Tfilayim, and therefore it must be that the reason why they have the capability of being Matamachuma is not based on the Chumrah of Shekimimina Avatuma, and it's not based on the Chumrah of Shekimitam Mavirai, as they both don't have the same Chumrah, and therefore you can't say that that's the Chumrah that causes Chumrah to have the ability to become Tamei, and therefore it must be that there's another reason why Chumrah becomes Tamei, and that Tzadah Shavshben, the common denominator between a Tfilayim and a Klicheris is, and as Rashi is Gerish Shemitamin, and he's not Gerish Shemitarim Bechulim replaced with Chumrah, and Rashi explains because both a Tfilayim and a Klicheris is called Tamei in the Torah, and therefore we see that when the Torah calls something Tamei, it is teaching us that this item does not only contract Tumah, but it can also transmit Tumah, and therefore it must be that the Torah is telling you that a Tfilayim and a Klicheris can transmit Tumah to Tumah. And since we find that a Tfilayim and a Klicheris can transmit Tumah to Tumah, and we know that Tfilayim is so kal that even prior to having Har Shemesh, he could eat Maisa Sheni, even though he can't eat Tumah, and therefore we can have a Kavachema and state Koshke and Kikasheni, that certainly if you have a loaf of bread that's a Sheni of Tumah, and we know that it's more Chomer Tfilayim, because it becomes Tamei as Chulin, and when the Torah talks about a loaf of bread that becomes a Sheni, the Torah says Kol Shebetecha Yitma, and it calls it Tamei. And as we stated, the Klal is that whenever the Torah says a Loshen Tuma, it means that not only can it contract Tuma, but it also transmit Tuma. Therefore, certainly a Kika Sheni can transmit Tuma to Chuma, and therefore it will pass on Chuma, and it will make Chuma into a Shlishi L'Tuma. So finally, after all this back and forth, we have Makar to this Din of Rabbi Eichon, that Rabbi Eichon stated that even though we don't have a Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah to teach us that Chuma can become a Shlishi L'Tuma, however, based on a Kal V'Chaima, we can learn that Chuma can become a Shlishi L'Tuma. And the Gemara now continues and explains what did Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai mean when he stated that it'll come a later generation, they will be able to shlug up my Kal V'Chaima. And the Gemara explains, V'dar Acha Parach, and the later generation would ask, Ma'la Tzadah Shavshben, Shken Yish Ben Tzad Chama, that even though Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai is correct that Tfilayim and Klicheris both have a common denominator that they're both called Tamei, however, L'maisa, there is a Tzad Chama, B'negeya Tfilayim, and B'negeya Klicheris, as a Tfilayim is Yesh B'minoy Avatoma, and a Klicheris is Metam Maviroi, and maybe we would say that the reason why they can be Metam Chuma is because they have at least some sort of Tzad Chama. However, possibly a Kikasheni cannot be Metam Chuma to make it a Shlishi, because a Kikasheni doesn't have either one of these Chumras, and therefore maybe it's impossible for a Kikasheni to be Metam Chuma to become a Shlishi. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai doesn't agree to the Deir Sachreinim, because Tzad Chama Leparach, he doesn't ask such a question on a Mamitzinu, and since we find that each one of them has their own Chumrah, so we can't say that that's the Chumrah that causes Chumrah to become Tamei, and it must be that there's another reason completely why Chumrah can become Tamei, and since a Kikasheni has a Chumrah over the Din of Tfilayim and over Klicheris, therefore the Din is that a Kikasheni can also cause Chumrah to become a Shlishi L'Tuma. And L'Chayr, the Svarah of Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai seems to be more correct, as Tesis and Masechtas Ksubis in Perak Elonaris and Daflam Beis is, that L'Chayr, if the Svarah of the Dar Achrin is correct, then L'Chayr, every time we have a Tzadah Shava, we should always say that Ma'ala Tzadah Shava Shben Shkin Yish Ben Tzad Chomer, and therefore we'll never be able to make a Mamatzinu Ayin in Tesis and Masechtas Ksubis. Our Gemara now continues, and after we just discussed that there's Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai learns that only Chuma can become a Shlishi L'Tuma, and Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Eichon ben Zakkai, and he holds that not only Chuma can become a Shlishi, but even Chulin can become a Shlishi, and the Gemara will now continue and discuss how do we know that Hegdish can become a Revi L'Tuma, meaning that even though we stated that Chuma can become a Shlishi L'Tuma, certainly Chuma cannot become a Revi L'Tuma. However, but a Gaya Hegdish, it could even go one step further, and for example, if there's a piece of Chuma or Hegdish which is a Shlishi L'Tuma, and it touches Chuma, then that Chuma would not become a Revi L'Tuma, and would not become Tamei at all. However, if it touches Hegdish, that piece of Hegdish would now become a Revi and would be considered Tamei. And keep in mind that the proper word of art to use when discussing something that is Tamei and can continue to transmit Tuma is to state that that thing is Tamei. However, if something is Tamei but it does not have the ability to transmit Tuma any further, then that item is called Pasul, and that's why our Gemara keeps using the Lashon Pasul at some times, and sometimes uses the Lashon Tamei, as when it's talking about something that can transmit further, then it calls it Tamei. However, when something is at its last level of Tuma and it can no longer transmit tumah to something in its own category, then we say that that item is considered pasul. So, for example, if you have a piece of truma that is a shlishi, we would actually say that that is pasul because it cannot transmit tumah to another piece of truma, and it cannot make truma into a rabi, because truma can only go down to the category of being a shlishi. And the same applies b'negei a piece of hegdish that became a rabi l'tuma. We don't say that that's a tummy, and we say that that item is pasul since it cannot transmit tumma any further. And the Gemara continues, Tanya will learn to the Braisa. So, Rabbi Yisi states, Minayin Rabbi B'Kodesh HaPasul, how do we know that if you have a piece of Kodesh that already is down to the fourth level, that it's considered pasul and it's considered tummy? V'dinu, and we bring a Kal V'Choyma, Ma'am Mechus HaKapurim Shemuta B'Truma Pasul B'Kodesh, that just like a Mechus HaKapurim, that at this point he is allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, and he's even allowed to eat Truma, but he's going to be pasul to eat Hegdish, Shashlishi Shapasul B'Truma, so certainly B'Degeya, something which is a Shlishi L'Tuma, which we know pasul Truma, so in Adinu, she asked to reveal B'Kodesh, therefore it's so Chama, so certainly it should be able to make Hegdish into a reveal L'Tuma. And once again, Rashi points out that really we should say the Klal of Daya Lov Min Adin Liyas Kinidon, but L'Maisa, we have a Pasuk that tells us that it's possible to have a Shlishi B'Degeya Hegdish, and therefore if we don't learn that Hegdish can become a reveal, then we're going to go and be Mevatel this Kal V'Chayma. And as Rashi explained on Amud Aleph, the Hecha de Mifra Kal V'Chayma Le'amina Daya, that any time we have a scenario where if you would say Daya, you would actually get rid of the Kal V'Chayma, and we wouldn't need the Kal V'Chayma, then we don't say Daya in that scenario. And that's why in our sugya we don't say the concept of Daya, and we learn from the din of Mechus HaKapurim that Benigay is something which is a Shlishi L'Tuma, it could actually transmit Tuma further to Hegdish, and it could make Hegdish into a Revi L'Tuma. And where do we see that we have a Mefurisha Pasuk to teach us that Hegdish can become a Shlishi, and therefore we wouldn't need a Kal V'Chayma to teach us that Hegdish can become a Shlishi? And as the Gemara now states, V'lamadnu Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah, and we already learned that Hegdish can become a Shlishi from a Pasuk in the Torah, or Revi Kal V'Chayma, and then we learn that it can become a Revi from this Kal V'Chayma. And the Gemara explains, Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah Medalon, how do we see that Hegdish can become a Shlishi from the Pasuk in the Torah? D'chsiv, as the Pasuk states, B'degei Hegdish, V'abosa Shiga B'chol Tomei Lo Ye'ochol, that if there's basa that touches in any type of tumma, then you cannot eat that basa any longer. And Mila Eskin and Tadaga B'Sheni, since the Torah says Stoma, that the basa touch any tummy, so it's mashma that even touched something which was a sheni l'tuma, and even though if this basa touched a sheni, it would become a shlishi, and the amrachmano lo ye'ochol, and still the Torah states that you not only eat that basa, and even though that basa is a shlishi, and therefore we see mefurish in the Torah that hegdish can become a shlishi, and therefore once we know that hegdish can become a shlishi from a pasuk, and we have a kal v'chayma, and now we wouldn't need that kal v'chayma, therefore revi'im a kal v'chayma k'damaran, and that's why we don't say the klal of daya over here, and therefore we're able to learn that a hegdish can become a revi from the kal v'chayma that we stated a moment ago from Rabbi Yesi. And even though the next Gemara continues on this thought of Rabbi Yesi, however, since this Gemara will continue deep into Daf Lamed, therefore we will stop over here.